Hello, a brother, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tell us what the gospel is. How that Jesus died for our sin, according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the scripture. Thank God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, set me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives. Thank God, recovering sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth. It is a word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to welcome all of you to this Sunday afternoon audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. Welcome. I have with me Kathy Davidson. She'll be reading for me. But the lead or the topic of this audio is all authority in that name. I should say title. All authority in that name. Kathy D., would you read from the 28th chapter of the book of Acts, Matthew.
Yes, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
That word power is Greek word exousia, or authority. So, what he said there, all authority, Jesus said it, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Get that straight, folks. That's where the authority's at, in the name of Jesus. Now, can we move on to what? Acts 3?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Acts 3:12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
Do you notice what authority is in that name of Jesus? Jesus, 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 Jesus. What authority that is in the name of Jesus. It will bring forth perfect soundness. Perfect soundness in anyone. Perfect soundness. 2 Thessalonians 5 says that the name of Jesus will sanctify us holy and make and preserve us blameless under the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit, body, and soul. Blameless with the authority that's in the name of Jesus. No other name. No other name. On earth has this kind of authority. I think that speaks out in the fourth chapter, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Let's say it.
Chapter 4, beginning in verse 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. In verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Hallelujah. Amen. You get that? Salvation, saved, same thing. Amen. There's no name under heaven. Is that right?
That's right.
None.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Preach with me.
Neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name.
None other name. Whereby what?
Whereby, let me see, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Right. No, none, no other name under heaven. None. There's no name but Jesus whereby we must be saved. Now, that word saved, so-so, that Greek word so-so, and it means sound, safety, healed, delivered. Oh, hallelujah. Saved, born again. That also means to be one with the Spirit of the Lord. My friends, you cannot reject this Sunday afternoon preaching from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. No other name under in earth. None. No other name under heaven whereby you might be saved, made sound, set at safety, delivered from every hindering influence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God this has got to go through the world, and it is on my broadcast. Daily broadcast. Daily broadcast. Live stream. Roku. Other devices. Thank God. What a blessing that God has bestowed upon one man that he called, sent in the church, and anointed him as an apostle after he revealed the gospel to him and then brought forth some fruit. And my friends, today we're preaching to the four corners of the earth. This is Doyle Davidson saying, God bless you. See you next time.